Gaudete, rejoice, which is the third Sunday in Advent. It actually is the first word of the introit in the Latin, and that's why we hear Gaudete, or rejoice. And I thought, you know, I wasn't here a couple weeks ago, I still don't know the joke that Father Dennis Hoffman shared, because he tells a joke after every Mass. That's what I've heard. I don't really hear the jokes, because you do to me, and sometimes I get them, other times I still don't. But I will start this homily with a joke. You probably heard me say it again. But did you know that Jesus did not pink from the dead? He rose from the dead. You get it? Okay. Everybody got it? Not every. Okay. Great. Next time Dennis Hoffman, Father Dennis Hoffman is here, tell that I gave a better joke than he got. I want to read some of the scriptures tonight during Gaudete as some different images through this Sunday, as it is kind of the halfway part of Advent, which is a very quick season. The first was in Isaiah. Strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. 1st, as we're kind of halfway through Advent, do not be afraid. Be strong, fear not. I hope you've given yourselves goals, silence, your prayers, your gifts during this season. And I always remember, he was now Bishop Cousins. He used to be Father Andrew Cousins. And he told us about, this was during Lent, and I might have said this before to you, but during Advent and Lent, if halfway through you're struggling, that's a good decision to challenge yourself in your physical and spiritual lives. So if at this point in Advent, you're about ready to get away from your goals, your knees are weak, be strong, fear not. Christmas is very soon. Also, I know in our parishioners have had lost loved ones, several in the last month or so. For those who have lost your loved ones, be strong, fear not. For those who are experiencing, what they say in the science or medical world, the sad season of the weather that we have. We rarely see the sun. Some people love it. Other people, it's very challenging. So you might be in a job that's like a 8-to-5 job where you might ever see the sun. Don't be afraid. Rejoice. For those who are overwhelmed with our culture, is one of the most busiest seasons in the world, when they think it's Christmas now and it's actually still Advent, when events, sports, gifts, parties, stay in Advent. Be strong and fear not. Because we as Catholics can continue to learn that we have a celebration of 8 days of Christmas, not one evening and half a morning. Then in James, gave a great snippet of wisdom for us in Advent. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives it, when it receives the early and the late rains. You too must be patient. Same thing against our society. Let us as Catholics be patient. Use this time for our souls. Use that time for silence. Take the computer off. Turn off the cell phone, Facebook, all the other busy things in our society. I just chuckle the same thing about how our culture seeps into our own minds. Black Friday, that's even before Advent begins. People are selling for Christmas, which is, in some ways a good way to prep for your loved ones to give your gifts away. But still, that's crazy. I'll be honest, that's crazy. We're to prepare for Advent and then Christmas and then the season of Christmas. And we want to be patient, to be gratified with patient things. I love that you parents, I always do it like at school, at funerals, weddings, sometimes at mass. I'll just give candy or donuts. I love doing that. And I actually love those parents that say, Father, they're like 7 years, they're 7 days old, they can't have donuts frosting, so they can't have it. They'll get it at some time in their life. And you parents are so good, I remember it myself, that gratification of being patient with things I want right now. That's a good thing to do in Advent, to be patient for things that we like, to leave that alone until Christmas comes, the birth of Jesus. And finally, it was both in Isaiah, similar to Matthew, as Jesus was sharing to John the Baptist, as he was asking, is this the Messiah, or are we waiting for someone else? He said, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. That's why we're having Advent, to prepare our hearts for Christmas. Jesus spoke to John, not about possessions, not about money, not about busy things, not power, but people, our loved ones who need help, who need Jesus' love and our love as well. So rejoice. As St. Paul said, I will say it again, rejoice. Let's prep ourselves for the birthday of Jesus Christ.